Welcome to this demonstration of the Belkin Wemo switch and the Belkin Wemo LED light kit. And in this demonstration, what I'm actually going to do is get Alex here on my Mac to read out some notes that I've made on both the switch and the light control. And then I'll show you how the app works then running on my iPhone 6 Plus to turn devices on and off in my house, and also how to turn the lights on and off in the house as well. Before I get Alex here to read out some notes about the switch and the light control, the switch basically plugs into a PowerPoint. You then link it up to your Wi-Fi network, and then you can control a device plugged into the switch to turn it on or off, such as a light, fan, radio, etc. And then as far as the light switch control is concerned, I've gone the Belkin link way with the LED starter kit, basically a box that plugs into your PowerPoint, and that box then controls the bulbs that you either screw in or attach through the bayonet connection to your light sockets in your house, whether they be in the ceiling, lamps, etc. Okay, so let me just get Alex here to read out some notes about both the switch and the light, including connections, etc.
I wanted to have a taste of setting up a connected smart home, so I decided to give the Belkin Wemo systems a go in order to control plugged-in devices, Belkin Wemo switch, and the general house lights, Belkin LED light starter kit. The Belkin Wemo switch plugs into a PowerPoint or powerboard and connects to your Wi-Fi network and allows you to turn on off electrical appliances that you plug into the switch, such as an electric blanket, lamp, radio, fan, etc. The Belkin Wemo switches are set up and subsequently controlled, turning on off or setting start and timer rules via the Belkin Wemo app on an iOS or Android device. I am using my iPhone 6 Plus. I am also using an app called Quick Switch, which allows me to control all of the Belkin Wemo switches from my Apple Watch. I am currently using 6 Belkin Wemo switches for the master bedroom electric blanket and lamp, my boys' lamps in their bedrooms, and the kitchen radio. In the box you simply get the Belkin Wemo switch and a quick start getting started guide. However, user guides, FAQs, troubleshooting tips are all accessible via the Belkin Wemo app. The Belkin Wemo LED starter kit comprises a link box which plugs into a PowerPoint or powerboard, and two smart LED bulbs, bayonet or screw, which you can plug into any light socket. The link box connects to your Wi-Fi network and allows you to control the smart bulbs that you are using. In this case too, the Belkin Wemo link box is set up and controlled in the same way as the Belkin Wemo switches via the Wemo app and in the Quick Switch app running on my Apple Watch. The two smart LED light bulbs I have installed in my front outdoor light and in the main lounge room light. In the box you get the Belkin Wemo link box and two smart LED bulbs and a quick start getting started guide. However, user guides, FAQs, troubleshooting tips are all accessible via the Belkin Wemo app. Setting up and installing the Belkin Wemo switches and Belkin Wemo link box was extremely easy. Plug them in my case connect my iPhone to the Belkin Wemo device, come up as their own Wi-Fi hotspot, run the Wemo app which detects the device to be set up, put in my password to connect to my home Wi-Fi, give the device a name, and allow remote access, control the device when away from home. Once a device is set up, it comes up in a list when you run the Wemo app, rather than the app searching for a device to be set up. Now when I run the Belkin Wemo app from my Wi-Fi network or when out and about, I simply have a list of my main devices with a toggle button after each one to simply turn it on or off. As far as VoiceOver is concerned, the toggle button is labeled Wemo button, but when I double tap it using the VoiceOver activate gesture, the actual device state changes between on or off. I believe the Belkin Wemo light link system can control up to 50 light bulbs, and the number of Belkin Wemo switches is only limited by how many Wi-Fi devices your home Wi-Fi network will support. My boys love the fact that they can now turn on off their own lamps in their bedrooms from their iPads. My wife can turn on her electric blanket when she wants or the lamp before she walks into the bedroom, and we can turn on the outdoor or lounge room lights when we come home when it is dark. Also having the ability to just quickly turn on the radio to catch up with the news whilst I am making breakfast for the family is quite handy. I must say that the ability to be able to turn things on or off remotely is fantastic, especially when my wife and the boys come home late from karate and need to turn the outdoor light on. Over the next 3 to 6 months I will be adding more smart switches and smart light bulbs so that I can control most of the devices and lights at home. The switches practically work best with a device that has a mechanical switch for turning the device on or off, such as a lamp, fan, radio, electric blanket, etc. With a device that has a digital switch, such as a TV, stereo, etc., you will still need the remote that came with the device to start using it. At this time, the only challenge I have is setting up the timer rules to control when each device can come on or turn off. For example, turning the outdoor light on at sunset, turning the electric blanket on at 9:00 p.m. and off again at 10:00 p.m., etc. At this time, the rules tab within the Wemo app are a bit difficult to use with VoiceOver. The rest of the Belkin Wemo app is very accessible. Belkin does sell other smart devices, but these are the two that I decided to use in my home to give me a feel of what it is like to have some kind of a smart connected home. Overall, very happy. It's a portable solution to control devices in the home, and it's not tied to any particular operating system. Cost: Belkin Wemo Switch, $69 per switch. Belkin Wemo Lite LED Starter Kit with link box and two bulbs, $179, either the bayonet or screw bulb starter kit. Belkin Wemo Smart LED bayonet or screw bulb, $59 per bulb.
In summary, you literally plug the device in, wherever the Wemo switch or the link box for the lights. You join the device to your network, and then once connected to your network, you can then use the actual Wemo app itself to then give each switch or light globe a name, such as master lamp or front door light, and you can also allow remote access. So if you just want access to the switches and lights on your own Wi-Fi network, then you can turn remote access off. If you want to, however, allow cellular access from outside the home via the Belkin servers, then you can actually then turn remote access on. Now, just one final note, when I was setting all my switches up, including the link box, it also prompted me to do a firmware update, because I'm assuming the devices have been sitting in the warehouse for a while. And again, that process was very straightforward. Okay, so let me grab my iPhone here, and I'm going to run the Wemo app itself.
Wemo. Okay. Double tap to open.
Okay, so here's the Wemo app, W-E-M-O. One finger double tap to open it.
Wemo. Edit devices. Button.
Okay, so we'll end on Edit Devices button at the top. If I flick to the right with VoiceOver.
Button. Front outdoor is off, 20%.
Okay, so my front door light is currently off. Remember, this is the bulb that I've screwed into the outdoor light socket. So it's off, and it's currently set at 20%. So it's, I reduced the brightness from 100%, which is extremely bright, down to 20%.
Icon_affordance, PNG, image, Wemo button, button.
Okay, and here's the toggle button to turn that light on or off. So if I one finger double tap on that.
On.
It's now turned it on. So if I flick back to the left.
Icon_affordance, PNG, image. Front outdoor is on, 20%.
Okay, I can now tell that the outdoor front light is now on. So if I flick back to the right.
Icon_affordance, PNG, Wemo button, button.
And turn it off.
Off.
It says off. I want to confirm it. Flick back to the left.
Icon_affordance, PNG, image. Front outdoor is off, 20%.
Okay, it's currently off. So let me flick to the right again.
Icon_affordance, PNG, Wemo button, button. Entry light is off, 23%.
Okay, entry light is currently set at 23%.
Icon_affordance, PNG, Wemo button, button.
That's the next Wemo button. Of course, what you'll find through this out that all the buttons are called Wemo. And of course, they're to toggle whatever item on or off, as I said previously. So that's the end of the two light bulbs that I've got installed via the link box. And then the next items now, the six that I've currently got listed here, are the actual plug-in switches that I've got items plugged into in the house, and I've named them appropriately. So if I flick to the right.
David's electric blanket is off.
Okay, David's electric blanket is currently off. Flick to the right.
Wemo button. Button.
The toggle button.
Ellen's electric blanket is off.
Ellen's electric blanket.
Wemo
off.
Button.
There's the
button.
Toggle button.
Master bedroom lamp is off.
Master bedroom lamp is currently off.
Wemo button. Button.
Wemo button.
Lachlan's lamp is off.
Lachlan's lamp is currently off.
Wemo button.
Wemo
button.
Button.
Owen's lamp is off.
Owen's lamp is currently off.
Wemo button. Kitchen radio is off.
And kitchen radio is currently off. Now, I'm currently sitting at the other end of the house. So if I turn this on, you may just hear the kitchen radio turn on in the background. So I'm going to flick to the right.
Wemo button.
Just one finger double tap.
On.
Okay, so there's the radio talking in the kitchen. And to turn it off, one finger double tap.
Off.
Okay, so as you can notice with the switches, they're pretty well straight away. And if I flick to the right.
Selected. Devices. Tab.
Down the
one
bottom.
Of three.
Two tabs. The devices tab.
Rules. Tab.
Rules,
two of three.
Tab.
More. Tab. Three of three.
And a more tab, which contains the settings. And as Alex read out in the article that I wrote, at the moment I find adjusting the rules or creating rules is a little bit difficult with VoiceOver. And the other thing that I found hard to adjust in the Wemo app is the actual brightness of the bulbs. I'll show you in a minute with another app that I use with my Apple Watch, and that's the Quick Switch application, primarily to adjust the brightness of the lights and also to use my Apple Watch to turn devices on and off as well. But let me just double tap on the More tab, and I'll quickly show you the settings. Touch the top of the screen, flick to the right.
Settings, heading, remote access, enabled.
Okay, so here's where you can turn off remote access. So if you just want to have security and being able to turn the devices on and off within your own home Wi-Fi network, you can disable remote access. If you want remote access when you're away from home to turn lights on and off or heaters on and off, you can enable it here.
Settings and about.
And then I flick to the right again. Settings and about.
Generate IFTTT pin.
You can generate an if then that pin.
Generate IFTTT pin. ADDA Wemo device. Heading. Add Wemo linked devices.
Okay, and information about adding Wemo devices. Now, I probably should say when I set up the link box for the light bulbs, when I connected the link box to my home Wi-Fi network, when I ran the Wemo app and when I inserted a bulb into one of my light sockets, it then detected it as an unnamed bulb. So the first one I stuck in was called 01, which I changed to be named the outdoor light. When I stuck in the second one, it came up as 02, and of course I renamed that to the indoor front lounge room light as well. And in the rest of this screen, you've also got lots of access to the manual, frequently asked questions, support, tips and tricks, and so on. So that's how you get to the information about setting up or troubleshooting the Wemo switch and other Belkin Wemo type devices. So let me just touch on the device tab back down the bottom.
Devices tab.
And I just want to show you where you can edit information as well. So I touch the top left hand side of my screen.
Edit devices button.
There's the edit button. One finger double tap.
Done.
And if I flick through to the right.
Front outdoor is off.
So it currently reads out the state. Front door is off.
Button.
There's the button.
Reorder front outdoor is off. Button.
And here's draggable. The button that you can one finger.
Double tap and hold.
Thank you. That you can one finger double tap and hold on. And drag your finger up or down to adjust the order of, in my case, the switches and the lights in whatever order you want them on the screen. So I grip mine at the top for the two lights. And then I gripped the master bedroom items and the boys' items. So I flick to the right again.
Entry light is off.
Okay, entry light is off.
Button. Reorder entry light is off.
Reorder entry light.
Double tap and hold. Wait for the sound.
Okay, etc. So let's say, for example, I want to change one of the switches. Let me flick to the right.
David's electric blanket is off.
Okay, I want to change David's electric blanket. So one finger double tap on the actual name.
Cancel button.
If I flick through to the right, there's our cancel button first. Flick through to the right.
Edit.
Edit.
Save button.
Or save.
Device name.
Device name.
David's electric blanket. Text field.
Okay,
double
now,
tap to
originally,
edit.
Originally, when you set that up, that would have a device ID name for a switch. And when you're setting it up, that's where you give it the name that you want to use it with.
Device ID, Wemo, switch, 328.
Wemo switch.
Picture.
Picture, if you tap on that, you can actually take a picture of the device. So when you're looking at it within the Wemo app, you can actually see a picture of the device as well.
Reset options.
Reset options.
Selected. Devices tab.
And back
one
then,
of three.
Devices tab. So in
reset
the
options.
Reset options item, double tap on that.
Reset device. Back button.
Flick through to the right.
Reset device. Heading. Reset name, rules and data.
Okay, I can reset name, rules and data.
Reset Wi-Fi settings.
Reset Wi-Fi settings.
Erase all content and settings.
And erase all content and settings so I can start again with a fresh switch if you like. So touch top left hand side of the screen.
Back button.
Double tap on back.
Back button. Cancel button.
And focus has jumped to the cancel button, so I'm going to double tap on cancel.
Cancel. Edit devices. Button.
And I'm back to the edit devices. If I flick to the right.
Button. Front outdoor is off. 20. Ike underscore if Wemo button. Button. Entry light is off. 23.
Okay, we're back to our main screen. Now, I did say that I'd show you what app that I use to adjust the brightness of the two bulbs that I've currently got installed. So let me just press home to come out of the Wemo app.
Wemo. Double tap to open.
Right.
Quick switch.
There's quick switch. One finger double tap on quick switch. Okay, now the way the quick switch works is that it relies on the fact that you've already got your Wemo switches installed and up and running. So it basically piggybacks off the Wemo app, if you like. So if I flick to the right.
Devices. Heading. Refresh. button. Edit, button. All off, button. All on, button.
So you can turn all your devices
toggle all devices
off
on
or all on. So let me flick down to the front light.
Lackland's lamp, Ellen's electric, David's electric, kitchen radio, entry light, off, front outdoor, off. Dimmer is currently at 20%.
Okay.
Light bulb. View so detailed device in.
Tells me it's a light bulb. So if I flick up and down with one finger, I get an action item on the radar for voiceover.
Decrease dimmer by 20%.
So I can decrease the dimmer by 20%.
Increase dimmer by 20%.
Increase dimmer by 20%.
Toggle device on.
Toggle device status on or off.
Activate item. Default action.
Activate item default with the one finger double tap in our case with voiceover.
Decrease dimmer by 20%.
And I'm back to decrease dimmer. So I'm going to increase the dimmer.
Increase dimmer by 20%.
By 20%. One finger double tap on that. And now if I just do a one finger flick to the right.
Owen's lamp. Off.
Now if I do one finger flick back to the left.
Front outdoor. On. Dimmer is currently at 40%.
Okay. The front door, it's actually now turned the light on and adjusted it to 40%. So now if I want to turn the bulb off, flick up.
Decrease dimmer by 20%. Increase dimmer by 20%. Toggle device off.
Toggle device off. One finger double tap. And if I flick back to the right.
Owen's lamp. Off.
And back to the left.
Soft. Front outdoor. Off. Dimmer is currently at 40%.
Okay, so the front door now is now off and the dimmer is now set at 40%. So that's how I adjust the brightness on the light bulbs rather than using the Wemo app itself, which I find a little bit hard to do with VoiceOver for the dimness or brightness of the actual bulb. I just use the Quick Switch application. Okay, so let me just exit the Quick Switch app on my iPhone.
Quick Switch.
And finally, I just want to show you quickly using the same Quick Switch app on my Apple Watch to again turn devices on or off on my Apple Watch. Okay, so I've got my Apple Watch here. It's going to wake it up on my wrist.
10:23 a.m.
And I'm just going to ask Siri by holding in the digital crown to launch or open Quick Switch. Open Quick Switch.
Lackland's lamp. Switch button.
Okay, so Lachlan's lamp, switch button off. If I flick to the right.
Ellen's electric blanket. David's electric blanket. Entry light. Slider tapped. Switch button on.
Okay, there's the entry light.
Slider tapped. 25%. Adjustable.
And there's actually the slider to adjust the brightness.
Front outdoor. Switch button off.
Front door.
Slider tapped. 25%. Adjustable.
Okay, 25%. I'm not too sure where it's getting these values from because it's supposed to be getting the values off my Wemo app, so I'm not too sure about what those settings mean at the moment.
Owen's lamp. Switch button. Off.
Owen's lamp.
Kitchen radio.
Kitchen switch radio.
Button. Off.
It's currently off. So if I one finger double tap on that now.
On.
Okay, there's the kitchen radio on. And if I one finger double tap again, I've turned the radio off. So as you can tell, off. It's pretty snappy as well. Using the Apple Watch to turn the devices on and off in my Wi-Fi network. Now I should say in finishing, all the installation of the Wemo switches went very well. What I did find though was that I had to finish the firmware update on one before going to the next one. Otherwise I seem to have lost that switch on the Wi-Fi network and I had to start again. So that's point number one. Point number two, sometimes the Wemo app, when you run it, doesn't actually see the switches or the light bulbs properly. So you'll actually see them marked as NA, as in not applicable. So what I find is if I go to the app switcher and close down the Wemo app and restart it, it then finds all the devices properly with their proper states, whether on or off, and of course the brightness for the light switch. Number three, with the Quick Switch application, it sometimes suffers from the same issue as the Wemo app itself does, i.e. not detecting the devices when it comes up. And again, it says that they're not applicable. So what I tend to do with that, I then remove the device from Quick Switch and then I add another switch, i.e. the same one that I'm just currently having trouble with. And then it comes back up in that list again, good as gold. And point number four, as I said earlier on in the notes that Alex read out, I have had some issues setting up the rules to turn devices on and off when I want to based on time or such as sunrise, sunset, based on your GPS location. So that's been an issue. And as I said, point number five, adjusting the brightness on the Wemo app with the light bulb seems to be a bit of a challenge with VoiceOver. It probably is doable, but I just didn't want to waste that much time trying to figure it out. And that's why I use the Quick Switch app to adjust the brightness of the light bulbs. Now, I should say as a final note, and I don't think I covered it in my chit chat during the recording or in my notes, but actually on the Belkin Wemo switches themselves, you actually have a button on the top face just behind where the plug plugs into the device from your fan and light, etc. You can actually press that and you can actually have the switch turn on or off manually. So if you got a light and you want to turn it on and off, you can just press this button, turn it on or off. And just keep in mind, of course, when you turn it off, you're actually turning that switch off on the Wi-Fi network. So the Wi-Fi network won't find it, i.e. the Wemo app and the Quick Switch app in my case won't find it. So if you want to keep using that switch on the network, you've got to turn it back on again via that button on the top of the actual switch. So that concludes this demonstration of the Belkin Wemo Smart Switch and the Belkin Wemo LED Starter Kit. As I said, I've currently only got 2 bulbs installed and 6 switches. I may do more in the future, but for the moment, that's my current setup. And as usual, thanks for listening and bye for now.